Deprojection of X-ray data in galaxy clusters, confronting simulations with observations, by Karthik C. Sarkar et al. Numerical simulations with varying realism indicate an emergent principle, multiphase condensation and large cavity power occur when the ratio of the cooling time to the free fall time, T_cool, T_FF, falls below a threshold value close to 10. Observations indeed show cool core signatures when this ratio falls below 20 to 30, but the prevalence of cores with TCTF tilde ratio below 10 is rare as compared to simulations. In X-ray observations, we obtain projected spectra from which we have to infer radial gas density and temperature profiles. Using idealized models of X-ray cavities and multiphase gas in the core and 3D hydrojet ICM simulations, we quantify the biases introduced by deprojection based on the assumption of spherical symmetry in determining T_cool, T_FF. We show that while the used methods are able to recover the T_cool, T_FF ratio for relaxed clusters, they have an uncertainty of a factor of 2 to 3 in systems containing large cavities, GTRSI meter 20 kilopercent. We also show that the mass estimates from these methods, in absence of X-ray spectra close to the virial radius, suffer from a degeneracy between the virial mass, m_200, and the concentration parameter, c, in the form of m_200, c squared approximator at light year constant. Additionally, lack of soft X-ray, lessee meter 0.5 kilo electron volts coverage and poor spatial resolution make us overestimate min, T_cool, T_FF, by a factor of few in clusters with min, T_cool, T_FF, lessee meter 5. This bias can largely explain the lack of cool core clusters with min, T_cool, T_FF, lessee meter 5. This was deprojection of X-ray data in galaxy clusters, confronting simulations with observations, by Karthik C. Sarkar et al.